This is a Big Facts Network exclusive.
Yo!
Not you starting everything.
Okay, I
think. Another episode with the homies. I don't even know. Do those work?
I think it's for props.
Yeah, they're for props. Another episode, King with your homie. Big homie's house. Got the Harlem homie. Yeah, big
is
homie
this Tamir.
Yeah, we're recording.
Video?
Live action.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, they can hear me?
Yeah, they can hear you. Yes. Okay. Yes. I looked at everything to make sure that it was good today. Big homie Tamir, Harlem homie.
Yeah.
Of course. Honey! Smooch Loves Honey Podcast.
Yeah.
What's going on? How you feeling? You good?
I am just jazzy, you know?
Just
I love that.
Jazzy.
I am jazzy.
The ladies got on their homie gear. I ain't asking them to put it on. I just gave it to them just so they could have it. They're done and get today, you know.
It looks so good. Just
homies merch here for the summer. Let me get some basketball jerseys.
You know, if you the homie. You ain't the homie unless you got on the merch.
Tell them.
Are you really the homie?
Yeah.
Okay.
The biggest. Mm-hmm. That's the original design, too.
Oh, that's a good one.
It's yeah, that's the original design.
Yeah.
We not friends. We homies.
You did that.
Yeah, I did. I did my big one. What are we talking about? What's in your mind and heart to talk about today, Tamir?
I want to talk about Boosie because...
What did Boosie do?
What he did.
Well, all right. So he said that he was struggling because he doesn't want to support his kids. So one of his kids is in sports. We don't know which one.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like... Should I allow my child to continue in sports if I don't think they're good at it? If they're not going to be professional, why would I allow them to continue wasting time in this? And why am I wasting my time going to these damn events and they losing and I got to sit there and cheer them on? I don't know if that's exactly what he said, but I'm assuming that's what he meant. So I get that, but I don't think you don't put your kids in sports in order for them to end up a professional athlete. I think like there's so many other things you can learn from sport. As a person who didn't do any sports growing up, I'm a sore loser. You can't even play spades with me because I'm going to flip the whole table over.
I'm bringing some Uno cards in here before a show.
There's so many other things you can learn from sports, like sportsmanship and like how to be a team player, like there's and structure and discipline. So I think like he should have some grace with his kids. Like you don't just put your kids in sports so that they can be professional.
So you're saying that people should allow their kids to be pro. I mean, not pros. They should allow their kids to be kids playing sports and not have this pie in the sky thing of them being the next big LeBron or whatever.
Exactly. Don't put that kind of pressure on them. I think, like, coming from a city like New York, you need your kids at extracurricular activities. Like, don't do it just because you want them to be a professional, but do it to keep them busy, keep them off the streets. Like I said, give them structure, what time they have to be somewhere, showing up for their teammates, like being a part of something bigger than themselves. Like, sports teach you so much more than just only winning and going pro ball. Like, so for me, I just felt like he just doesn't even understand the whole concept of why kids are in sports.
Yeah.
So I thought that was a mess.
What you think
about
that, honey?
Man. That
You're not going to your kids?
I got to go out and work for this money. I understand all that sportsmanship. I get, like, it's a lot of stuff you could learn from sports. I did play sports growing up. I sucked.
What sport did you play?
I played basketball.
Uh-oh.
I sucked. And I was cool with them saying, you know what, maybe this ain't for you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's other things out there besides sports. Maybe they're good at coding. Maybe they're good at art. Maybe they're good at, you know, it's so many other things you could do. Maybe they probably interested in aircraft. I don't know, but... If they just not good at it and it's not really picking up, because, you know, sometimes you won't be good at something at first. But sometimes it'll pick up. If it ain't picking up after a couple months, like, Because we spending this money. This is my money at the end of the day. And I'm working hard for this money. Fuck that. I'm not about to be,
You not letting your kids out there run around in the circle and shit.
No.
Bricking every shot.
No, you not... I'm going to give you a couple months, baby. If this ain't working
out. You got
a season. You got a season. That's it.
Yeah.
I'm not going, no.
I agree with you. But I also think, like, the part we're missing from the Boosie particular thing, like, is this something the child wants to do, right? So it's like, what if the child actually likes playing basketball? They're just not going
to
go.
Well, you need to go
D1.
Do it as a hobby. You need to go, let me get you a little basketball thing from Walmart.
I'm not paying for you to get private lessons.
Yeah. You go out there, you shoot your little ball, that's your little hobby. You ain't got to be spending my money to do it bad, and you just terrible at it. No.
Yeah.
Ain't growing on trees out here. That's why these kids is Anyway, go ahead.
Listen, I'm with you. So what do you think? All right, so I know where you're going with it, right? So when we start introducing kids to money and some type of like financial responsibility, mm-hmm. right? How do you think parents, do you have kids?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so how did you first introduce the concept of money and kind of like money don't grow on trees thing to them? Because, you know, kids will just ask for anything in the store and they'd be like, who's paying for that? This? Right.
Mommy, can I get such and such? Oh, you paying for it? Oh, it's different with my money. With mm-hmm. my money paying for it, you just throwing it in a bag. Yeah. Like, I'm about to get this, I'm about to get that, I'm about to get this. But when your money paying for it, oh, you want to buy the $2 snack. You don't want to buy the $30 worth of snacks you was trying to get. You want to buy the $2 snack. So you going to spend your own money. Especially when you getting money. You getting money, you getting allowance, and mm-hmm. you do you whatever you work for, you get your money and all that stuff. So now we're going to start the snacks you want outside of what I buy. Mm. Now you're going to pay for it. And now we're going to see how much money you spend.
Now, when they flip that shit on your when you get older.
It went, you know, and my daughter told me, she said, just remember, mommy, you the one who said you don't want to go to a nursing home. Just remember.
She can't be pulling that card. It's too early to be pulling that card.
Never too early.
I told her, I said, just remember, you the one who still need to be taken care of right now.
Yeah, hold on
Don't
now.
Worry about me.
All right, now when they become one of them stores, like, yeah, my mama put me out when I was 16 and I'm a billionaire now.
See, here's the thing. Because people, I don't believe in that, but I do believe in respect.
Uh-huh.
So you're not about to be treating me any kind of way and doing my house any kind of way when I set the
They
foundation.
Ask you to buy the name brand Snickers and your ass like, take it out of your daddy.
What I don't do is I don't buy off-brand. It's certain things I don't buy off-brand. Mm-hmm.
Off-brand
stuff.
Just tastes different.
It tastes different.
It just tastes different.
I ain't pulling my mama. I ain't doing that. If we can't afford to get all of it, then we could get some of it. But we ain't gonna get.
The first time I seen like off-brand like cereal, like when I was little, I didn't understand that. I was like, wait, this is not Frosted Flakes, so this isn't.
No,
like,
they do got an off-brand Apple Jacks. That's like Apple Jacks, but it's not Apple Jacks. That tastes way that better than Apple Jacks.
Wait, I think I know what you're talking about.
That tastes way. They sell them at Walmart.
Hey, what's the difference between like the Apple Jacks and Fruit Loops?
Apple Jacks got a taste to it. Fruit Loops just tastes like you eating just milk.
Colors.
Like it's like cardboard.
Jacks, and it doesn't get soggy as fast. Like I don't eat cereal anymore, but like Apple Jacks was one of the cereals like I did enjoy. Like that was.
Mixed
if I go to a man house and y'all got your cereal up there, I'm judging you by which cereals you got up there because you too grown to be eating Lucky Charms. Like
I don't know. Now. Lucky Charms mixed with a little Apple Jacks be doing it.
Mixed with the Apple Jacks?
What? Lucky Charms and Apple Jacks?
First of all, you're not even supposed to have two boxes of cereal open.
That
was back in the game as a kid. I'm grown. Now I buy my own cereal. I'm opening these cereal.
You getting all the. You remember the
you mix Frosted Flakes.
You getting the toys from all the cereal boxes,
okay,
huh?
I can see this.
You mix Apple Jacks and Lucky Charms only because the charms is what tastes. The other stuff don't taste like that.
Oh, Lord.
Sound like some hood snack. What's your favorite hood snack? I said that this ghetto is. You still eat it like right now.
Oh, I can't say it out
sausage
loud.
And
oh damn, I was gonna say Slim Jones. Yeah.
Sausage and beans.
Sausage.
The
beanie weenies.
Beanies and weenies.
Yeah, beanie weenies.
But
yeah,
instead
of
using hot dog, because I don't eat pork, I put sausage in it. I fucked that up. That's my favorite struggle meal.
My uncle just made some. What holiday just passed? Memorial Day.
Mm-hmm.
He made some beans with the ground beef.
With the ground beef in it.
I've never had that.
So.
What's the shit that you the nacho cheese dip with mm-hmm. the Rotel?
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah,
Rotels. That's a staple of every baby shower.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, baby shower, family gathering, gotta have a Rotel.
She's my mom.
What was yours?
Oh well, we don't have Rotel at our baby showers in the north.
What do y'all have at baby showers?
I go to baby showers for like the meatballs, the baby shower meatballs, of course. Potato salad, fried chicken, baked ziti. Oh, because you know we got Spaniards in our side, so we be eating Spanish people.
Oh,
so
Spanish.
We be having a little bit of.
Do y'all feel like kids need to have baby showers? Like say like somebody a teenager, mm-hmm. like somebody young, like say
I had a conversation.
Like say
about
a 13, 14 year old get pregnant, should they have a baby shower? I don't believe in that. Like we not celebrating. To me. To me. That's how I feel. We not finna celebrate. Obviously it was an accident.
No, some kids they be having pregnancy packs of teenagers and all that. They be planning for it. But I was talking to somebody about this the other day.
Wasn't no adults involved in that decision.
I agree.
That is an accident. It's by some dumbass kids. Just because you make a pregnancy pack don't mean it's any less of an accident. It's dumbass kids. But would you go to... Should a 13-14 year old,
they need more help than adults should, per se, let's like just realistically, because they probably can't get a real job that's going to be able to provide, so they do need that extra boost. But in talking to one of my friends, she said that she wished she had her child younger, because when you have your child younger, people tend to help you and support you more. So your mother's going to step in more. Your grandmother's going to step in more. Like, they're going to be more hands-on. When you get, like, let's say you have a child in your 30s, they're going to be like, oh, she's grown. She got it. Like, they don't even ask if you need as much support as you would if you were 16 and had a child. So, and I never thought about it like that, and I thought that was interesting. But they need that support a little bit more, but I don't know if
a
I would
baby
be
baby shower?
Where they going to get the shit to provide for the baby?
The family group chat. Hey. We're not finna throw no party. That's what a baby shower is. It's a party. We're not getting no balloons. We're not getting no cake for this shit.
Oh, and baby showers now is $10,000. So
bullshit. So you got this accidental baby? A baby with an accidental baby. You think we about to celebrate this shit? Hell no.
Poor baby accidental.
It is.
All right. At what age does it stop being an accidental baby?
Were you playing it?
Yeah. Were you playing it? Were you playing it?
It don't matter the age.
There's some 35 year olds having some accidental babies. Now, but you're old enough to know, and you're old enough to even be doing the activities that you have to do to have a baby. Now, this 13, 14-year-old, anything like between the teenage years, no, bro, we are not celebrating this shit.
I'm 33. Coming, if I found out I was pregnant, I'd be crying right now. Like,
coming from somebody who had a baby when she was 14, I personally did not want a baby shower. Even if my mama did want to throw it for me, I didn't want it because I was embarrassed of even being pregnant at the age, while everybody else out here living their summers and shit, I'm laying on the bed pregnant and shit. And like, no. If my daughter was to get pregnant, which she's 14 now, we ain't having no baby shower because you're not even having no baby. Have a baby shower, we're not having no baby. I just feel like that's something that's, as an adult, that's a decision you should make as an adult, not as a kid. Even if... Because I do know somebody who was like, they wanted a baby because they wanted to feel whole and they wanted somebody to love them and
How
all that shit. They was 14. She had her kid when she was 14.
What?
And that's what she said.
There are so many other options. There are so many other steps.
It's like that Maury shit. Like when we watching them kids on Maury and they be saying that kind of stuff. Yeah. Like that was like real life for her. And she really wanted that kid. And she really had that kid. And she really seen that, bitch, I shouldn't have had this kid. Like later on in life, she shouldn't have had it.
But that's why you don't even, like adults need to step in and say, okay, we not even going
to
entertain
But it ain't even so adults need to step in, but adults need to be like, make realistic decisions. You get what I'm saying? Like, I understand, like, you know, you believe in what you believe in. We don't believe in abortions or this, that, and the third. But, like, realistically, you're fucking 30 years old. Bruh. And you struggling to take care of your kids and so on and so. So what you think about it happen with this 14-year-old kid?
Literally. How old can you start even working? I think, don't you have to be 15?
Like 15, 16.
Yeah, so you literally can't provide for that child on your own if you wanted to. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, that particular thing. It's unrealistic, but if I look back at my high school prom, everybody in my pictures is pregnant. All of them is pregnant in my high school prom. The whole fucking high school was pregnant. And I don't know, I always thought maybe I would have took life a little bit more seriously if I would have had a kid. Well, I don't have kids at all, and that's why I still don't take life seriously. I think having kids makes you take life seriously at some point.
Nah, some people don't take life seriously. Sometimes that shit just be in you.
Listen, I woke up at 1:30 today because I was like, what am I getting up early for? So you call me.
I just like being up.
But to your friend,
I was up, but I wasn't moving.
To your friend who said if she would have had her kids younger, what she said?
She would have had more help.
Support.
That don't mean that shit.
You still would have been
that
broke.
You still would have been broke with a baby. Like that don't mean you would have had more support.
You just been
like
a younger broke ass baby.
Get what I'm saying? only one of the perks of having your kids as young as I did, which is not really like a perk, y'all, so don't take that, you know, too serious, is that by the time I do make it to 35, like, all my kids are grown.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's really much it. But if I could do it all back over again, I would have never had kids that young.
I think it's crazy, like to hear people say, oh, I don't believe in abortion, but you believe in broken homes?
You get what I'm saying? That's crazy.
Yeah.
Like,
it's not fair.
I feel like the broken home gonna do much more long-standing damage than this abortion will. Like,
but I know people that are adopted that really love their adopted family and have found, like, good homes to be raised in. So some people will say, I don't believe in abortion. Like, at least bring the child to term, have the baby, and put it up for adoption.
See, I don't know about all that. By the time I done carried the baby,
I'm not giving out something I done sat here and cooked for 9 months.
Now, I'm worried.
Baby.
It's like, and some people may say this is like a selfish standpoint or whatever, but I still feel like it's selfish for you to bring a kid in the world knowing you can't support
that is, it. But, I'm looking at the camera and say this. That is 100% selfish to bring a kid that you are struggling by yourself. You're struggling by yourself, but you want to bring a kid in the world?
And then say you being strong and it's like, oh, you're wrong for getting rid of a child that wasn't even a child yet. It was just a little fetus. But it's like
cells.
You get to make these decisions before this cells. Becomes a whole, full, you know, blown baby. And for you to make a decision to bring the child into the world knowing you can't, you homeless, and now you homeless with the baby. So it's like now for me personally, me having a baby and then giving it away, I still have that sense of, damn, I wonder if my kid is being, you know, taken care of. I wonder if they doing something to them. I wonder how they are, but I wouldn't know because... You get what I'm saying? Sometimes that adoption shit be kind of crazy.
I ain't never thought about that from a women's perspective because y'all, that's really like a constant bonding for 9 months. Yeah. Like that, first of all, you know you're pregnant. Then you start feeling it move. You come up with like little fake scenarios in your head, little baby scenarios and shit. Like, oh, I wonder if it's a boy, if it's a girl. I wonder what they're going to be when they grow up. And by the time the baby come out, that's damn near a year you having these thoughts. And you giving it away.
Giving it away.
Yeah, that's
I mean,
sometimes you could have access to the child. They may let you, but a lot of people be wanting you, bitch, bye. Yeah. Like, this is my baby. So it's like, I don't want that. And it, like I said, it's selfish, but I don't want to have to worry about another human. If that's the case, I might as well keep it.
Right.
Yeah. If at least still, if I had the abortion, I don't have to never worry about this kid because it never made it into a kid.
Oh, you're going to worry about it when you get to heaven.
Mama. We're going to be a little cell phone around because it ain't even a full baby. You can't start developing.
God, I'm here like, yeah, come get all of them. Yeah. Back.
Like, what I got for you?
Right there.
Well, uh-huh. Welcome. Welcome.
Guess who's back?
Look what we gathered for you.
You got your whole little security unit up here.
Basketball
team. Little basketball. That's crazy.
That's crazy.
Damn, that's crazy. But yeah, you can't be just bringing babies into the world just for the sake of having it.
I feel like that's selfish. That's selfish.
Me. I was watching a movie the other day, and the shark started getting pregnant by itself, right? So I was like,
what?
All right. Anyway, I wonder if animals be having baby mama drama.
Animals' system of, like, mating and shit is so much more intense than humans. I'm glad I'm not a fucking spider.
Oh yeah, because she ripped the widows ripped the baby daddy.
Yeah, they be the praying mantis be killing they niggas.
Listen.
And then the seahorses the ones get pregnant.
The males get pregnant. Yep. See, but that's why I was like, see, shit would be different if y'all niggas could get pregnant. But it was like, did the female sharks?
I'm kind of glad they can't get pregnant. They already be moody.
They can't deal with nothing.
But no, but that's the difference in with animals. Most time in animal kingdom, the female is bigger.
The dominant one, yeah.
Yeah, so it's like the male is just there for reproductive purposes. So I know there's this fish that
would work only, in human society.
That it's a fish that only exists to latch on to a female and like become a parasite.
Yes, I forgot. You got that from Suits. What show was that?
I don't watch Suits. Reference. Who the fuck watches Suits? I'm black.
I watch Suits.
Right, hold on.
I did watch it when that shit had me locked in.
Yeah, I've been watching that show.
What?
It was some reference in a movie that used that reference recently. Anyway, go ahead.
But damn, like what would happen? Like if you said like, would humans operate well like that?
Like if men got pregnant.
No. I'm saying like if women were the dominant species.
We going into that era, but that's another story for another day.
I don't want to be part of that species. Yeah. I want to stay in my feminine era.
It would be nice.
They still feminine. They just their bodies are equipped to carry. That's what their bodies are equipped to carry. Life. So that's why they're bigger, they're stronger, like, well, a lot of the insects and shit. Some of the females are, like, the female mammals or whatever, lizards are the same way. But, yeah.
Listen, if we had any other system of operating for reproduction, shit would be completely different.
What would be different if men could get pregnant? What would be different?
So, well, first of all, that whole standard, so we asked that question, like, oh, should females be talking to other people while they're pregnant? If men could get pregnant, y'all would feel completely different about if people should be able to talk to people while they're pregnant. Because if me and you are not together, and we've already established we're not together, and like you said, it was an accident baby or whatever the situation is, you just want me to be by myself during this pregnancy while you're outside definitely actively dating, which is fine because I should be getting ready for my baby anyway, but I don't want to experience everything alone. If y'all had to go through that, hormones, getting fat ankles, the emotional up and down. Did you see that video of the girl and it said, look how pregnancy changed her? That girl looked like a completely different girl afterwards.
Oh, I did see that. I did see that.
Y'all would,
But also, I feel like niggas would just get rid of it. We not putting ourselves through that
shit.
That's
a good one, too.
Niggas got the choice? Hell no.
But see,
fetus deletus.
But that's not even our fair because y'all don't even take male birth control. Like, why y'all won't take that?
Because we don't know how this shit works.
Y'all made us take Depo and all type of shit for years.
Because y'all been taking that shit for years.
Oh, please. That's bullshit. See, that's the problem with men. Y'all want us to sacrifice everything. Even when y'all answer be like, oh, get an abortion. You knew I ain't want a baby. You want that emotional trauma and all that on her conscience. And you just walk in the street having a ball. Fuck you.
Well, you can get an abortion. You can get a plan B.
You could just
there are options.
Not have unprotected sex with people that you don't want to have kids with.
Well, who let that nigga have unprotected sex with him?
That sound good. That sound real good.
Unprotected sex feels amazing.
What? Oh my gosh.
So that just means the risk is not worth the reward.
if we both going into unprotected sex knowing that neither one of us want a baby.
Yeah.
How is that something that's only on me?
It's not only on you. It's on both of y'all, but both of y'all know the risk that you're going into.
Okay, but if you get pregnant, if we have unprotected sex and you get pregnant, you don't want the baby, I don't want the baby.
This is why I don't like
choice is it on?
That's not how the shit goes. It'd be like you meet a person in a club, y'all get drunk, y'all never have a conversation about how you feel about abortions and shit like that. It don't never go like that, right? Y'all get drunk, y'all go home, y'all fuck, next thing you know, you realize, oh shit, I'm pregnant. Then y'all be like, oh, you know I didn't believe in abortion. Bitch, I never even had a conversation with your ass.
So why would you kick this nigga baby and you don't know him?
Not all the time.
They be
like
saying
that,
God
yes.
gave them a message and that's why they got pregnant. And
well,
God
gave me
it.
A message too. He told me to punch you in your goddamn stomach.
All right. Well, I would love to see how that goes over for you.
I ain't having no baby from no man who said they don't want a baby from me. Period. Point blank. I don't care about all that.
Be like, I could do it on my own. I don't need you.
Because guess what ended up happening? You come asking him for help. Mm-hmm. Every time you come asking for help.
Time.
Oh,
I feel
you
like
a
if
deadbeat
women
daddy.
Say that,
I'm a deadbeat daddy to a baby I didn't even want in the first place.
They should be able to sign over the rights before the baby's here. Like if a woman says like, oh, I'm going to have this baby and you don't have to be in it. Right then and then men should be able to get some type of official statement saying like, listen, she said that she was doing this shit on her own. Don't bring me to court later. I don't want shit to do with this. We agreed before this child was brought into this world that I was going to have no parts with it. There needs to be some type of paperwork that makes that official. If you
we need some white
that,
man paperwork.
Uh-oh. Okay, Dr. Umar.
White man paperwork!
It gets the job done every time, though.
Yeah. No, seriously.
Yeah.
What about child support?
Child support?
For what?
I'm asking.
For a child that I didn't want to support in the first place?
Well, not that particular one. Would you put a man on child support? Like, do we think, because you talking about white man paperwork, do you think that that's something that if you had a baby father that wasn't being active and wasn't taking care of his roles financially, would you just be like, fuck it, I got this? Or would you take him to court to be like, nigga, you at least give me $150 a week or something?
This is all. I mean, I got my they don't be doing nothing, but I don't feel the need. Only reason why they on child support is because my kids was getting Medicaid at the time. Mm-hmm. And they said I had to cooperate. If they wasn't, then... But prior to that, I wasn't doing it. It's just like, it's so much goes into child support, time and effort and energy. It's just like,
you gotta go to them courts.
You get what I'm saying? It's not like it's about to be. I mean, I can understand if it was gonna be a substantial amount of money.
Right.
Then that'd be a different story. If it was
that
gonna make
like
a difference,
a week.
You get what I'm saying? If it's gonna make a difference in my kid's life, then okay, maybe, probably, yeah. But if, bitch, I'm not going out there wasting my time, my energy for $200 a month. Right. I'm not doing all of that.
Yeah, that's
so
not
I,
doing
I got a question. So say you do have a kid with another dude, right? Like you said, you're not about to pressure this nigga about putting him on child support, whatever, bam. But you're dating. Do you expect that new man to step in and be stepdaddy?
That is so crazy. You asking questions about my life. Oh my God.
I'm not, it's not about you specifically. It's about
I know,
both
but
y'all.
It's just like you it's like my
she's
life
saying
right,
it's
now.
Happening right now.
Oh, damn.
She's living proof.
Yeah,
so
living proof. So
that being said,
sister honey.
What are you gonna do?
Expectations are just what they are. Expectations. That's mm-hmm. what you want. Mm-hmm. Reality is what it is. That's what's gonna happen.
Yeah.
So for me personally, I've lived through my expectations and I made it to reality.
This is a long-ass answer.
To answer the question is the reality of the situation is those are not his kids.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I have to deal with my reality. Fuck what I want. Mm. My reality is he's not his kids. So
that's
if he decides that he's going to go above and beyond, you get what I'm saying? To fulfill my expectations that I will want, it'll be nice, but I'm not expecting it because these are not your kids. But you will treat my kids with respect. 100%. You will provide for them in a way that it's not like you're not gonna not feed my kids. That's
how
you
gonna press me to provide for your kids and the baby daddy not even provide?
What I'm
kids.
Saying is you're not gonna not feed my kids, and I'm gonna fuck with you. I'm not gonna respect you. You get what I'm saying? Because if it was the shoes on the other foot, I would not feed your kid.
Yeah,
you get what I'm saying?
Walk in the house with McDonald's and don't got like just
nothing for you. Get what
like,
I'm saying?
What up, little nigga? Eating a fucking happy meal.
So
bring food for everybody in the house, and that goes in general.
I don't, because if it's food at the house and I requested McDonald's, then that's a different story.
Yeah. Yeah.
But what I'm saying is you're not going to fuck with me and only fuck with me, and you're not going to fuck with my kids.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying? Because if that's the case, then we're not going to be together. We're just going to, it's going to be me and you on our own time, and then me and my kids full time.
Yeah.
Because this is what I posted on Instagram. You got to stop having all these fucking kids, self included. I've been stopped long time ago. You know what I'm saying?
The shop is closed.
Shop closed 10 years ago. Stop. Fuck that. I'm not accumulating no more kids. I got three. So it's like, at some point, you're going to want a man to take you serious.
Yeah.
And how many kids are you going to want him to take you serious
with?
I got three. It's fucking hard out here with three kids trying to find a man that like that
want
to fuck with you. You get what I'm saying? You got no kids. You can't find a man really want to fuck with you. Not me having three kids.
Mm-hmm.
A man trying to find a man to fuck with me. You get what I'm saying?
So my friend, like she has two kids. Both are like teenagers now, and like. The thing that I don't like is, like, when she dates guys and then they fall out or something, they'll be like, fuck out of here. I'll be feeding you and your kids. Like, they be trying to throw it back in their face. And it's like, that's why I can only imagine how hard it is being a single mom.
It's not even like, it is throw it back in your face, but it's, like I said, expectations and it's the reality of the situation.
Mm-hmm.
Because the reality is, I could go deal with a woman that don't have no kids.
Mm-hmm.
So, bitch, I chose you 100%. And your kids. You need to be appreciative of that shit, because it's not easy for a man to look at some kids that's not his and be like, you know what? I'm going to do that for these kids.
Especially when the kids don't respect them.
That's a whole different story.
The kids, because sometimes these kids do not be respecting the nigga that stepped up.
My fucking stepkids don't respect me. And I be like, it's different.
It's boys or girls?
It's girls, but they girls.
Yeah.
So I really expect that. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's what I'm like.
But you... They never said it to my face, but it done been little words that I know about, obviously, because we together.
It's about how you do it.
But I don't care to build this ultra fine relationship with you because you have a mom.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't have to step in a way.
Yeah.
That does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
I don't have to step in and be your mom.
Yeah, no.
Because you have your mom that's active and she's a good mom.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now if you didn't have a mom, that probably would be a different story.
Yeah,
I have to step up
a lot
more. But I don't. So I don't give a fuck whether you like me. I don't care whether you wanna. I don't give a fuck.
So
girl.
You don't care if your dude kids don't like you?
Don't give a single fuck. Not one. Because I don't have to deal with you. You don't live in my house. You don't come visit me. Like, I don't give a fuck.
At some point.
Mm-mm. No.
How old are they? They're teenagers?
That's why.
Because they damn near out the house.
Yeah.
But yeah, see, like, last time I dated a dude with kids, his kids were like 3 and 5.
That's
so them your kids.
We
them
with
your
them,
kids.
Yo, yeah. I, yeah, we, like, it was a lot. But
come here, Timmy.
But like that's why I'm like, girl, if that if them little kids they like me, I was with them niggas way too much to be dealing with that. But at that age, when they already teenagers, they got their own life.
If
you really only
kids,
gotta see
if they
them
was
in
little
passing.
Kids and they didn't like me, it wouldn't work.
Yeah.
The same way if it's my my kids was little kids and they didn't like him and it was so much, it wouldn't work. You'll be over here and I'll be over there, and that we'll have to just do it that way until one of us decide to move on.
And I've gone without kids way. I'm 33. And I feel like, shit, I agree with what you're saying, because I don't been without kids. I've done everything right not to have kids. So just to get with a woman that got three, shit.
Well, I like playing with kids. I can get back.
Fuck that.
That's why I like.
I like playing with kids, too, but I don't like dating niggas with the kids with that I got to play with. Yeah.
I
fuck
them right back. Here you go. Go back.
Yeah, you can't do that when you're dating a man with kids.
You get what I'm saying?
They stay. Well, you know, it's different. Because if a nigga got kids,
and they stay with their mom.
They stay with their mom.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Like you can date a nigga. You can date a nigga with kids and never see the kids. Mm-hmm. If I'm dating a woman with kids,
now you understand what I just said.
Big difference.
Like when I was shout out my cousin Marcus. Happy birthday too. Happy belated birthday.
Happy birthday, Marcus. Yeah.
So we was roommates about
this nigga Kodak got a whole new family. We just
no. Marcus is like my brother. Marcus, Brittany, Brandon, Sabrina, April. Those are like mine.
Yeah, he just named about six people.
Yeah. Marcus born around the same time as me. Brandon and Brittany are the twins.
Oh, yeah, you used to have them cousin sleepovers?
Hell yeah. Oh, I'm going to finish telling this story. And April, Sabrina, they're older than me. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I say all that to say my cousin Marcus has two kids. And we was roommates at the time, about maybe 2021, 2022. I never saw them kids except on like the weekends. Mm-hmm. They was always at their mama house.
Yeah,
wasn't really an issue. Now, if I've dated women with kids before, and it's a big hurdle.
It's a big difference. It's a big. I don't even understand how y'all fucking date. Like,
it's hard. You got to be really locked in to date a woman with kids, and you got to be like really, because a lot of women expect you to step in financially immediately.
Yep.
Like immediately. Oh, are you prepared to
listen,
take care of me?
Listen, life is all. I'm trying to see some kids and shit.
With kids, shit going it's on. Like I'm already doing this without you anyway. You get what I'm saying? So for me, I'm not speaking for nobody else, but for me, I'm already taking care of my kids without you.
Yeah,
so whatever you
some,
come in and
you gotta
do
make my life
extra
some type of easier.
Is what you do extra. Whatever you come in and do, that's extra shit. But me, I'm already taking care of these kids. Mm-hmm. So you don't have to, Kodak, you don't have to come in and start taking care of my kids because I'm already doing that. Yeah. Now, if Kodak says that, honey, baby, what size of kids where I want to buy them some shoes? Mm-hmm. What size of kids where I'm at the mall, I'm about to pick up them some clothes? That's extra shit. I'm already doing it anyway. If he decide he want to do some extra shit, cool, do it. That's fine.
Like bonus points.
But bonus point. That's like some bonus shit, but it's not an obligation for you to do some shit I'm already doing anyway.
Yeah. I think the biggest thing you're saying is like managing expectations. Like you can't go into things expecting things for people. Like you're already doing it. These kids is good. Like anything else you do is a bonus. It's a plus, but that's not what I want you here for. That's not what I'm expecting from you. So I think that that's where women get. And you know what? I think a lot of women so much being a mom is so much of their identity and who they are that it's just like this is me, so you need to figure out how to be a part of this. And I think that it's good that you figured out how to kind of separate that while dating. Like, listen, yes, I'm a mom, but I don't need you to help me with
that. That's like a real that's intimidating to me. And so I used to be having to say, I ain't looking for no fucking stepdaddy, boy. Calm down, relax.
Be turning good.
You get what I'm saying? Like, relax. Like, me and the kids is so far off from stepdaddies. Like, we, mommy, another one. No.
Nope.
We cool. We tried to. Yeah. Shit didn't work. It's cool. You get what I'm saying? So it's like, we have these conversations. I got all daughters. So we have these conversations, and it's like, yeah, we cool. I'm not looking for no stepdad. You want to fuck with me? Cool. But just know I got kids. And we cool and all, but don't really think that you gotta come in and do all this dad shit. That's not the expectations. So sometimes you be having to let that be known that, boy, I ain't looking for no fucking stepdaddy. Relax. I need to make a shirt like that. I ain't looking for no stepdaddy.
Put it
no,
on a t-shirt.
No, right? No stepdaddy.
No stepdaddy.
Yeah. You don't need it.
Yeah.
I grew up with a stepfather, though, and he was raising four kids, so it kind of worked. Like, I got stepbrothers. Like, I had a good old time. Showed me the other stuff.
Like, I had a good old time.
I was good, and he was in my life from, like, 3 to I was, like, 14. So, like, I was good. I didn't have no problem with it. So shout out to all the stepdads. Oh, Father's Day's coming up. Father's Day ain't coming it? Up.
Yeah, shout out to the fathers.
What do fathers want for Father's Day?
What do y'all get niggas for Father's Day? That's the question, because it's a whole bunch of commercials.
Cologne.
It's a whole bunch of commercials around Mother's Day. I ain't seen not one commercial for Father's Day. Why y'all don't appreciate these fathers out here?
Fathers get the turn off being a father. Like, a mother's a mother 24/7.
What? How you turn off being a
that,
father?
That's only when you had these outside kids, when you had these broken homes. Because if you had a family that was together, then he's the father. He may have his time where he take the kids. You may have your time, you take the kids. Like, y'all really kind of figured it out.
I see that, but, like, even, all right, so say a dad's at work. If the kids get sick at school, they're calling mom. Like, it's always mom. It's always going there, like, oh, go pick him up. Oh, emergency happened. Like, it always falls back. They're going to expect mom to call
mom out. Mom is mom 24/7. Dad is dad when mom can't be mom.
Exactly. that's what I mean. Like, mom is always on the front line.
Dad's willing to be on the front line too, as well. But then they got the moms that's like, no, I got it. Mm-hmm. But no.
My friend was giving out money on Cash App the other day, and this dad was like, you always shouting out all the women. Like, he was like, I'm a single dad taking care of 4 girls. Like, so there is a lot of dads out there that don't get the support and the help that they need. So we do need the shout out.
How do you even end up in that situation as a man?
Moms could die. Like, they could become widows.
Mom could die. Mom could be on drugs. Mom could be in jail. Yeah. Mom could just be a fucking deadbeat. Mm-hmm. Like,
oh, there are girls that now the girls are giving up custody.
Deadbeat moms don't get as much flack as deadbeat dads at all. They what? Don't. Let's talk about that.
But that's because the dads don't say nothing. Yeah, see, they just let it. I'm a real nigga. I'm a real man. I'm taking care of my responsibility. No, fuck that. Your baby mama deadbeat. You need to let the world know. Hey,
so is it
Tasha over there fucking being deadbeat?
But out at the club, having all a good at the old club time. And shit. Drinking a little 1942.
Ain't seen the kids in 5 days.
Does the father lose real nigga points by putting his deadbeat mama on child support?
Hell no. He need to start. He need to fucking start. Listen,
you have to remove ego when it comes to that. So you're never gonna lose real nigga points when you're trying to provide for your kids and you're trying to make sure that they
fuck
have what
that. Ain't even about ego. If I'm a nigga, if I'm a man and I put my baby mama on child support, it ain't about my ego. It ain't even about me needing the money. It's the fact that bitch, if it was me, you wouldn't put me on child support. So I'm putting you on child support.
Why are you out here taking care of these kids? Jeez. You fucking gave birth to, bitch. You going on child support?
Like, damn, to give birth to a motherfucker and not
and be like, deuces, I'm good.
Like, okay, here's the baby. That's worse. It's like worse deadbeat shit to me than the daddy.
For the baby to come out of you first and then make it to me for me to nurture it and grow it for me to have it, and they just walk the fuck away. The fuck? That motherfucker came out you first. Mm-hmm. Had it not been for you, it wouldn't be here.
That motherfucker is exactly, nigga. You made the choice.
You brung it here.
Like, damn, this was your decision.
Okay, so what about women who have kids just based off the sole fact that they trying to keep the daddy?
Oh, wow, that never really works. Like, that's like when on Love and Hip Hop, when they was having the babies back and forth. Neither one of y'all
with Tara
and
what's his name?
Yeah, like,
he wasn't even worth it
for real. Like, what? Y'all doing this for Peter? Like, what?
Peter Gunn?
Right.
With the one song?
Having a baby to keep a man is so crazy.
That's wild. Like, what do you tell the kids?
That's going to make me hate you even more.
Having babies as weapons of mass destruction is fucking insane. Like, that's why I swear to God, girls always find out they're pregnant once you break up. Yep. Like, it never fails. It never fails.
You're gonna like, the pregnancy activates.
Yeah, like, literally, I don't know what the fuck happens. It shakes. If something goes off in your system, and next thing you know, it's like, yep, you're pregnant. And then now you got to figure out what you want to do. So, I don't know, child. That's messy. I don't ever think that if he don't want you without the baby, he's not gonna want you with the baby.
He's gonna hate you.
Like, sometimes very few instances happen where a guy will fall in love with the type of mom you are and how you parent. Very few times that happens, and sometimes that takes a while to happen. Like, later on down the line, very few times does that happen.
How do you even tell the child though? How do you tell the child
that you were
you a petty baby. I was trying to be petty with your daddy.
Wait, what do kids will be like? Hey, mom. How did I, tell me how you and dad met. Oh, and then you just sitting there looking stupid. Okay. Yeah.
Oh, I was, your dad was trying to leave me, and then I decided, you know, and then I had you, and then I kept you away from him all the years because I was trying to make his life hell. Like, how do you fucking tell a kid that?
Like, damn, your whole existence is just pettiness and spite.
You get what I'm saying?
That's terrible. Well, I'm lying to my kids. I believe in lying to your kids. So I'm going to be lying to my kids anyway, so might as well make up something good. Because I'm going to tell my kids I was a straight A student, that I never did drugs, and that, you know, I had my life together.
Didn't you say you're going to be mad if somebody tell your kids Santa ain't real?
I don't want anybody telling my kids Santa Claus ain't real. I said that's disrespectful.
Oh, okay.
Especially if I was
if your kid happened to be present while I'm telling my kid that Santa ain't real, then that, hey, shit, you should have kept the little motherfucker over there with
and
you.
And that's why I say it's very important, not just who you have kids by, but the people they're around.
Because fucking around with me, your kid gonna know Santa Claus ain't real.
Do y'all feel like you can limit your kids, like when you had kids, can you limit their access to, I guess, a parent based on who that parent is friends with?
But if you told me you didn't want me to tell your kid that, I wouldn't tell your kid that.
Oh, yeah, but see, like you said, the Santa Claus thing is circumstantial. But you know your friends. Like, I know which one of my friends I can't let her go over there because they're going to be like, what, the Tooth Fairy? Wait till, like, I got some more for you. Like, I know which one of my friends. Like, you have to be real about what you're dealing with. But
your girlfriend look like she tell kids the Tooth Fairy.
No, she don't. She'll fuck around you and gay? Dress up. I have a girlfriend. It's a
Happy Pride Month.
I date men, though. I'm looking for a husband. Don't
girl,
get that far.
Fucking bug. Answer the question. Go ahead. Answer the question.
Yes, the question.
With that shit.
The question is.
She outside, you know.
The question is: do you limit your kid's time with a parent based on who that parent is friends with or hangs around with? Like, say, if one of your kids' dads is
Jeezy, because that's what his baby mom, his white ass wife, doing him. That ain't funny. My
like, no, like, say.
But Jeezy grown, I feel like, and you knew that.
Jeezy grown as fuck now.
Yeah.
Jeezy now versus Jeezy back then is two different Jeezys, so I don't know.
And I feel like now he's not around niggas that's, like, in the streets, like, crazy. All right, so
yeah, but he probably go back to the ghetto to visit his auntie and she don't want her baby around now, that ghetto
ass shit. But he could do that on the weekend when he don't have the baby, like, that's
yeah, but what if he want his kid to see where they, you get where
she was willing to go to the hood. She wants to experience all niggas.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if
she was trying to fall in love with a nigga, she wanted to experience the whole black shit.
That was then, this is now.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, if your kid, if you have a kid with somebody and they're around some unsavory individuals, according to you, like, I saw this story of this girl on Twitter. She was saying that her baby daddy was dating porn stars and she didn't want her kid around a porn star. I'm like, how the fuck you gonna judge a porn star? It ain't about to fuck your kid.
I mean, I get that.
How?
Because in order to become a porn star, you have to have certain morals. Like,
but is she doing porn star activities in front of the kids?
No.
So therefore, her occupation ain't got nothing to do with.
There are some people
what's
who there are some people who aren't porn stars who have fucked up morals.
Yeah,
there are some porn stars who are great people.
Yeah, that's true.
Merry Christmas to all of that. Once you decide to date who you want to, right? But don't expose my child to something until you've been dating him for a amount of time. I don't care what you do, what you got going on.
So don't bring no new shit around my kid.
That's all I'm saying. At least, and I need to meet them first. Like, if I feel comfortable with you and I think, you know what, you do have good intentions.
But that's how the shit become. That's how the shit become petty. Because if I'm talking to her and we got a kid together, you may still want me. So me bringing her around gonna be on some. Oh. Well, I don't want my kid around. Mm-hmm. Ain't shit wrong with her. Mm-hmm. You just mad because I don't want to be with you.
Mm-hmm. That does happen a lot. Mm-hmm. I will say that mm-hmm. does happen a
so
lot.
So you got parents holding kids back over petty ass shit like that because the father don't want a relationship. It's a lot of mothers that are single mothers because they daddy ain't go for the bullshit.
This goes back to knowing who you had a child with. So one time I was hanging out with a boy and I remember we went to go pick up his kid from school and we were with the boy's best friend. When a little boy got in the car, we was coming from kindergarten. And this was years ago, but it scarred me. They asked, the best friend asked a little boy, like, you got some pussy in school today? This is kindergarten. And I'm like,
I wouldn't want my kid around here.
And the father's a decent father, but he just got ratchet ass friends. So it's just like, this is why I don't have kids. Because it's just like, you can't control what your kid is exposed to. Like, he's just with his dad, and now you got some nigga asking him, did he get pussy in school today? Like, what are we even talking about right now?
Yeah.
Like, that's why, that's like, it's so important. Yeah, too. Like, and then the dad, they laughing it off, like, just because it's a little boy. That if that was a little girl, you wouldn't even be having you conversations like that. School? Yeah, like, how does that sound? That shit had me hot. And I'm just like, yo, you can't even if you trust the nigga, you got to trust the nigga friends, too. Like, it's so many layers to who's around your kids, especially now with the internet, the music they listen to, where they going. Weed is legal in New York. Everybody's smoking weed around the kids. It's a lot going on. So.
Yeah, it is a lot going on. Speaking of people being making questionable decisions around kids, I seen this video that the little rapper dude, little RT, getting twerked on by some grown-ass women.
They need to go to jail.
See, if it was reversed, y'all would have a heart attack.
They need to go to jail for, what is it called?
Child endangerment.
Child endangerment.
Yes, 100%. There's no way you're, as an adult, your brain.
Leading to the delinquency of a minor.
There's no way your brain, first of all.
Whatever, charge them.
Charge
them. Everybody else in the room who thought it was funny and
who
laughing.
Who was on Instagram
on.
Recording
yeah, come
the videos.
On. Now that's like mini. What's pre? That's what
that is. Nah, it's soft.
Now you recorded it and distributed it. Now
you
ain't
nothing but grooming him to be, grooming him up. And a lot of us get groomed, maybe probably not y'all. I know I did. And that shit fucks you up because then
you don't
realize it. You in your mind, it's like that's a normal thing. Yes. Like it's normal for you to do this, and now you're probably expecting these little girls to be, you know,
like
doing
that.
It and acting like that, and so on and so forth.
Yeah, well, he going around grabbing girls' butts and doing
a lot
in school. Like, why you ain't twerking me? Fuck out of here, and being that type of
fuck out of here, bitch.
Yep, y'all gonna be wondering where y'all went wrong.
And that reminds me,
they ain't gonna be wondering because they ain't wondering.
They ain't gonna care.
No.
That reminds me of like something I was thinking about earlier. Like when you're dating and talking to people and experiencing people, how that person was raised to receive love is very important to how they're gonna love you. Mm-hmm. Because if I'm talking to a girl and she only knows love by gifts and things, expensive measures or whatnot, and it's not really like based on personal time and actually knowing somebody, it's not gonna be a good match because I'm a lover nigga. Mm-hmm. I'm that's the type of nigga I am. But I'm gonna show affection and it's gonna be in more ways than just gifts. I feel like if that's you, we're not communicating our relationship language the same way.
Yeah, but that's why it's important to really like, that's why I think like, so somebody said, like, on first dates, it shouldn't be about the first date. It should be about presenting who you are to that person and really kind of understanding that person. So we put too much emphasis on all the other bullshit that go in the first dates, but it's really, like, present who you are.
People be trying
to,
like, make the first date all extravagant and shit. Really, I'm just trying to get to know you.
Yeah, I could do, like I said, a medium restaurant is good for me. I don't want you spending too much, but I also
don't
want
you
to play
in
my face. I don't, that's not something I like drink or enjoy. Like, you could
you
find
like
something
coffee?
Else. No.
Oh, damn.
You could find something. Like, I could do ice cream date. Like, if you don't want to go too crazy, I could do a little ice cream date.
Does that work for you?
Like, there's other things you could do. Yeah, I've been on ice cream dates before. Yeah. Like, you can find other ways besides feeling like you got to go on a $500 first date. Like, there are other things, but but that's when you have those conversations. That's when you start peeking into, okay, what are the values, the foundations here? Like, you went on a first date and a girl came with $85 gift. So now she's setting the standard that every time we go on a date, I need to show up with a gift. Like, what are we saying about actions on these first dates? People need to be realistic about how they're presenting themselves.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And if that's what it is, I mean, that's what it is. But it's not going to, I don't feel any pressure.
Oh, wait, hold on. Because I've been meaning to ask this for a very long time. Since we took my step-parents and all the good shit, you are co-parenting a dog, Kodak?
That is my mom's dog.
Okay, I've been wondering what the fuck was going on. Because every Friday, he'd be like, you know what it is. Like, and I'm like, are you secretly parenting a dog with somebody that we don't know
that's
about?
That's my mom's dog. Okay. I go home to my mom every Friday.
Why you don't say what up, like, hi, Mama Kodak or nothing? He just be showing the dog.
I don't like putting my mom on social media.
Okay, I'll give you that. That's a good one.
Folks weird.
Okay, I'll give you that. Because I swore you had a secret little, I said, Kodak is a grown man co-parenting a dog.
Nah.
I was about to say, that's weird. Do you date girls who co-parent dogs?
Hell no. Nah. I'm glad
I
you asked
shit
about
like that.
How the fuck you cope? That's
people
wild.
Be attached to their dogs, though. If you live together for 3-4 years,
both
with
of y'all
somebody,
are attached to this dog?
Yes. We lived together for 3 years, and that's
ain't
our
no,
dog.
Like, no. Look at it from my perspective.
Who gets
if,
to keep, I'm not, you
look at
keep
it from my
dog?
Look at it from my perspective. If I'm talking to a girl and she says, yeah, I co-parent this dog with my ex.
Why? He just pick up the dog on Fridays like you do.
Why do you still have a relationship with this nigga over a fucking dog?
It's not a relationship with him. It's a relationship with the dog.
If I co-parent right now, me and my boyfriend broke up, we got a dog. He bought me a dog, and that's our son. If we broke up, I would only be co-parenting that dog with him so I could see him.
So you would let him keep the dog if y'all broke up right now?
So I could see him. If it was one of those situations to where I was done, I was over, it is what it is, fuck, you could keep the fucking dog.
Oh, my God. You don't want,
or I'm going to keep the dog and you not going to see the dog. And if you feel that strongly about the dog, you can have the dog because I don't want to fucking see
it. Because what man is blowing a girl up? Let me see my dog.
Dogs are man's best friend.
Then you keep
no,
the dog.
No, man as in human. Okay. Niggas ain't attached no goddamn dog like
they
that.
You, they, and if I'm attached, no, they do be. They
I
do
was
be
like,
real.
I'm not, like, no, not, please, not the co-parent.
No, not the co-parent, but they be attached to the motherfuckers for
that
real.
That dog living with me, especially yeah, like if it's a big dog that I fucking.
Oh yeah, you definitely keep the pit bull.
Yeah, like well, no, if it's cool. Fucking
like
little...
I know somebody who be co-parenting with their dog, and I be like,
I see your
and it's
time.
A pit bull. Like boy, girl, let that. Girl, let that. You get what I'm saying? Like, nah. You, girl, bye. You just trying to use that to see that nigga. That's it. That's all.
Listen, ooh. Shawnee O'Neal gave a $50K in alimony. That's what it is. To marry that pastor guy. $50K a month, mind you.
To marry who?
A pastor.
Oh, she married?
Yeah, she got remarried and had to. You know, when you get remarried, you got to stop getting your alimony checks. So she stopped getting her $50K a month from Shaq. Just to marry a pastor. See, that's love. See, y'all be saying good woman ain't out there. She gave up that bag.
She to, probably making well over fucking righteous. 50K. Triple times 50K. She don't need
that
the
50K. That better be a good church. Good church. Listen.
Oh, she got her pastor. It's a
I don't
real
know,
pastor.
I don't know if it's one of the mega church pastors. I didn't get that far into it. But I know to give up a guaranteed 50K every month for the rest of your life. Gotta be real love. So shout out to her for doing
or
that.
Or she Shawnee O'Neal make a lot of money. Remember she had that bank account that Shaq ain't know nothing about.
She could do all that. It's still a guaranteed extra $50K a month for free. Don't gotta do nothing but breathe.
I got a question for y'all.
Gave that up.
I got a question.
Gave that up.
Oh. Let me know if y'all agree with the statement or not. Women never believe they broke. They feel like they're dating the wrong man.
Some women do. Yeah. I agree
if
with that.
I'm broke, I'm not going to blame it on a man. But I could see...
You see the logic.
I see the logic. I can see how a lot of people feel that way. But just to play devil's advocate...
Oh, shit.
I don't see how you feel
that. If you're dating
way,
the right man, he's going to navigate you and help you get to a place where you shouldn't be broke anymore. Like, the right person is going to level you up. The right person is going to teach you about finances. He's going to educate you, and eventually you shouldn't be broke anymore. But that's not his
why you can't be the right person for you.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I said that's not his sole responsibility. Like, but if you are in a situation where you yourself isn't working out and you decide to partner with somebody, I always say your partner should be everything that you're not good at. So if I'm not good at finances, my partner should be amazing at finances. So we balance each other out. So yeah. I could see the logic, but I don't agree. Because, bitch, if you broke, you broke. That's your fault. You can't blame me. No. What they said, that's your daddy fault? Who said that? Yeah. Dolph, who said it?
I don't know who
did
say
that. One of them rappers said that.
You just made that up.
It's your daddy fault. What song is that?
That's your daddy's son.
Is that what they said?
Yes, it's Juju on that beat. You definitely made that up.
Is that? That's why I don't be. That's why I don't. I'm not. There's a few things. You said a lot of meat.
That is a lot of meat.
Pause.
That's gonna be the name of this episode.
For the restaurant.
A lot of meat.
Do not name. Anyway. What we talking about?
Honey got a lot of meat.
Like thick.
Yeah.
Okay. But that's not the meat we was talking about. You still.
I mean, that was an ass on the cow.
That was a rump. That was
a rump.
Yeah, that was a cow BBL.
It was. pretty fat cow booty. Yeah.
Eating cow ass.
With you. No.
What you got any other questions or topics on your...
Let me see what I got. I always got something in my
room. Yeah, I ain't been invited to the Sunday cookouts.
How y'all feel about people who kiss their kids in the mouth?
I don't got kids. I don't know how that
goes. I couldn't. I don't see that happening because I didn't kiss my mom in the mouth. I never had that inclination. Like, what? Why would I do that?
Oh, you got all girls there.
Huh?
Because I had a question, and it was like, would you rather your son be on the internet playing with guns or your daughter on the internet shaking ass?
My son playing with guns.
Damn.
When I open my phone now and I see girls shaking ass, that shit just bothers me. It just be like, this so much. Why is this on my screen right now?
Oh, you know what?
You know what?
I'm gonna go the opposite way. I'm gonna say my daughter shaking ass. I'm gonna go with that.
You would rather her shaking the ass
than my son
playing with the guns.
Playing with the guns.
Okay. Why?
I would want to see my daughter grow up too. Mm-hmm. But I would want to see my son prosper and grow up and be a good man.
Gun shit ain't gonna lead nowhere.
My daughter, she gonna shake ass anyway.
Yeah,
she gonna fuck. She gonna suck. She gonna shake it. She gonna do what the fuck she want to do. But my son, I feel like with good guidance and structure, when it comes down to boys,
you gotta
moms have a better hold on their sons than they do on their daughters.
Yeah. I agree. I was about to go with the guns, but I was like, you know what? If a nigga on the internet playing with guns, he in some bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you don't see good, upstanding gentlemen.
You get what I'm saying? Yeah.
Now, a girl, she can have a doctorate and be on the internet shaking ass.
Yeah.
But you could be a doctorate playing with guns.
I ain't never seen that before.
White people in the end, what's
you
that?
You see what they did to John Morant?
I ain't never
boy about to lose his whole career.
But I've seen a lot of women with doctorates and college degrees on the internet.
And everything. Mm-hmm.
Shaking ass.
All right, that's a good way to look at it.
Yeah.
Because I think, like, just for me, it's like, if you're playing with guns, that means you're probably living a dangerous life. Shaking ass ain't never hurt nobody too much. It's like,
worst thing to happen to you.
Hurting these hoes to the heart right
Uh-oh,
now. Bitch ain't got a brain to think with. Cause all they feel like, all they gotta do is get on the line and shake their ass.
But it's too oversaturated for them to still feel like
that. They still feel like that.
But
because guess what? You still got horny ass men.
Mm-hmm. That ain't going nowhere.
You seen the video I posted when I said you shouldn't.
I need to go like your shit. I ain't even popping up my algorithm. Really.
Go outside in a tank top, no bra, with boxers on, with your slippers. You shouldn't go like outside present yourself like that.
Mm-hmm.
And the men in the comments, post went viral, but the men in the comments were like, we like when they come outside.
They
this
sure
and
do.
The third. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But it's like, look at the caliber of men that's
oh like, wait, like you didn't. That wasn't recent, huh?
It was. I just posted it like a couple days ago.
Okay. Nah, I see. So you said women don't need to be going outside with shorts and a bra and a bonnet.
Not shorts. Boxers.
Boxers.
Boxers, tank top, no bra, bonnet.
Yeah, and the male's like, yeah, we love when women.
You get what I'm saying? Because you're easy to fuck. That's how they look at you. You get what I'm saying?
That's what that means?
That's what that means.
Yeah.
Because why else would you be outside looking like that?
Again,
I was going to the corner store to get a lighter because my lighter ran out of fluid.
And you had your boxers on with your bonnet.
How close was the corner store?
In New York, my corner store is right on the corner. Literally on the corner. Like, I was just going to the store to get me a lighter.
Yeah, niggas was looking at... But if a nigga was approaching you when you got that shit on...
You're easily... let's just say it like this. If I'm dressed up, and I'm not even dressed up in some high-class Louis Vuitton shit, but I just look casual, business casual, and I'm going, right? You dressed how you dress with your bonnet and your what we just described.
Cheeks
and
out.
Both of us, you get what I'm saying? And both of us are going in the same direction, we're in the same aisle, we're doing the same shit, we're shopping. Who is he likely to approach that seems easier to get access?
Who's the easier kill?
You get what I'm saying? And me dressed business casual, bitch, I might be too uppity or too serious.
And you could be the one that's fucking.
You get what I'm saying?
Why, if I'm outside, like, I don't want nobody talking to me. I'm really outside trying to get my lighter and go back in the house real quick. Like, I'm not.
But
like,
a nigga can still
I'm
think
he's
going back. I'm
not going to Walmart dressed like that, like, really, like, leaving my house. I was just running to the store real quick.
But
now I got to get fully dressed and run to
not
the corner.
Not fully dressed,
but
like,
presentable, because how you come out the house is how people going to perceive you.
My mother always
and I had to learn that because growing up, I was raised by women who do carry themselves like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to unlearn all that shit. To me, that was normal to come outside looking like that.
Oh, see,
until I started to see other women do, you know, dress a certain way, act a certain way, be a certain way. Once I saw that, I'm like, oh, shit, it is other people in the world that don't act like this.
Yeah. And
see,
that,
I was the opposite. My mom always, like, made sure she put herself together, even if she was just running to the corner store.
See, exactly.
Like,
that's more the reason why you
into.
Shouldn't have ran to the corner
and
store looking
like
that.
I'd be like, fuck these people. I can fuck my wussy. I'm going to get my damn lighter, and they're going to have to deal with me looking like a crackhead for 5 minutes. But I get what you're saying, like, why that's the easier, lower-hanging fruit. Like,
your mom was, like, the role model to show you what it is that you how you should carry yourself.
How you supposed to.
How you supposed to. And then you went and did the opposite.
Yeah, because that's what kids do.
Just being a rebel for no reason.
Listen, I'm the opposite of my mom. If you met my mother, you'd be like, how did this happen? I be thinking it skips a generation, but like I picked sometimes up some of the qualities. Like, you are your mother's child. Like, that definitely does happen. Like, the more I get older, the more I'm becoming like my mom. But she be like, why don't y'all never give me credit for none of the good shit? All the bad shit Tamir got, y'all be blaming me for, because, girl, it is you. But anyway, with Father's Day being this weekend, who's the favorite fathers? Who's the fathers out there killing the game right now? Because I can only think of one off the top of my head. Russell Wilson.
Russell Wilson.
Raising
Future. I'm going to say Derrick Hayes.
I can't stand when people try to refer to him. When women who have multiple kids be like, Russell Wilson did it, bitch. Sierra came with damn near a newborn and one kid. Stop it.
And that's unrealistic. That nigga is rich. And
that ain't unrealistic. It's
unrealistic for women to expect every nigga to be Russell.
Yeah, to be like that. No, that's what I'm saying.
What's
like.
Unrealistic is for you to have more than one kid that ain't a fucking newborn and think that it's somebody. You got to think about it. If you met me and I had a newborn, or damn near a newborn, and you've been in my kid life since it was damn near a newborn, it'll be it's different for
it's
you.
It's damn near your child.
It's damn near your child, especially if the dad is here, but not really there. You get what I'm saying?
But see, that'll be a different story. Like that, and it's like, if we get together and you was playing stepdad to the baby, and then you did have a real baby with the girl at one point, but now y'all not together and you've been in that child life the whole time, but that ain't your blood baby, and now I come in and we having kids together, you just taking care of your fake baby still? Like, I know that ain't your real child.
It depends on what kind of bond that they created over that time.
Yeah, I don't mind that.
It just all depends. Like, I'm not going to not let, if me and Kodak was dating and he been there for my kids since my kid was little and they really have a bond, I'm not going to not let him get the kid. Mm-hmm. I'm going to let him get the kid as long as he want to get the kid.
Yeah.
I agree. That's why I was just like, whew, certain bridges you just got to cross when you get there. There's not a blanket answer.
And then to stay on the Russell Wilson topic, every woman want a Russell Wilson, but they like Russell Wilson because that nigga got money. They not taking a Russell Wilson that work at Walmart.
And that's a big point, but a lot of...
That's the biggest point. Like, with this, the Russell Wilson pie chart, 90% of that shit is him having millions and millions of dollars.
Somebody just said this. Sierra couldn't have got with Future thinking he was going to be everything that she fucking wanted him to be, knowing that he had all these fucking kids from all these different women, and he lived the life that he lived. But we changed. Just like men change, we want different things. Okay, I no longer want to be that way. Yada, yada, yada. I want to settle down. Woodoo, woodoo, whatever. So it's like, everybody could change, and bitch, you get your man and so on and so forth. But as far as all that Russell, bitches be thinking they be wanting Russell until they get a Russell and don't know what the fuck to do with Russell.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, Russell boring.
He boring. he want to be in the house all the time. He don't ever want to do nothing.
That's a turn off to me, too.
He horny.
A bitch just all want to be outside. Hell no.
Nah. I be wanting to be in the house. That's a turn off for my boyfriend. He be like, girl, come on, let's go outside.
All right, so when he say let's go outside, what are you talking about?
Like go on a date, like let's do something.
He want to go to the club?
No, he want to go bowling or movies. Just do something outside. I really be wanting to be in the house.
I'm talking about like the bitch want to be in the club.
Nah.
Somebody asked me that shit last night. Oh, let's meet me at.
I want to go to like Greece and like.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Vacation. Like, yeah. I want to go see the world. Like, when I go outside, like, come on, let's go do something else.
It ain't no movie that you want to see?
I'm really not a movie person
I'm not a movie person either. And that's hard because my girlfriend's a movie person. And I'd be like, girl, you can go watch a movie.
But it's so crazy because my childish shades do want to go sit and watch Inside Out 2.
See?
That's a good-ass movie. Well,
The first one was good. I don't know about the second one, but the first one
I don't know why. Well, I do know why. Money. But, man, it'd be a lot easier if they just put these movies straight to streaming.
Yeah, but then it takes away
from the experience.
Like that big bullshit.
Screen, the shaking, the sounds.
I could put that shit in my apartment.
They don't do it because it'll take out a whole
industry.
They're going to take out a whole industry. That's why they could do that shit. They could just, if me and you made a movie and we just go sell it directly to Netflix and it skipped the damn movie theaters.
Yeah,
we just bypass something, but then it's gonna take out the whole industry. And how many people in high places own some of them damn movie theaters?
That's really
gonna happen eventually because if you look at it, the younger generation isn't as social. Like that's a big thing that they experience, and like these young kids really don't know how to get out there and do it. Like they don't even know how to talk to each other in person. So it's like going on dates and like sitting there and gotta be next to somebody like that. People rather be in their house.
They ain't know what the fuck. I'm sitting here trying to talk to you and you don't even know how to hold a conversation.
Like, all they can do is text. People can't even have face-to-face real communication anymore. Like, we're starting to see the effects of social media. I mean, well, social media, one. So, like, me, when I was growing up, in order for us to get the dudes, we had to go to school. Like, you had to go to school to meet niggas, meet your friends. Like, learn. You had to be outside. Oh, well, learning was the reason why some people went to school. But... like that, you weren't gonna meet people if you didn't go outside. Now these people could sit in their house and get a best friend and get a girlfriend on the internet on the other side of the world. Like they could FaceTime all day. They don't have to do human interaction, and that's why birth rates are declining.
I feel that, mm-hmm. But it has its perks too because. My boyfriend not from where I'm from. Mm-hmm. He from a whole different state, and I'm from a different state. And we both dated people in our own state, and it was like, okay, let's experience something else. Let's go somewhere. But if we didn't have access to the internet, how would we ever have known that each other existed?
Oh, y'all met on IG?
Yeah. Mm. How would we have known?
Best dating app out there. Fuck all that other shit.
But people say it ain't a dating. It's to me.
It's 100% a dating.
It's to me. I don't use it as a dating app, but I do meet people on it. So mm-hmm. It is a sense of a dating.
I am a shot shooter on Instagram. Boy. My life has been way better since I deleted Tinder. My relationship life way better. This may be the best anti Tinder.
I've never had Tinder.
I had Tinder. I had Tinder Plus. I had the Tinder Gold shit.
This nigga was paying for the date.
I had the shit that was like $70 a year type shit. So I was seeing.
Oh, you was trying to get you was.
Yeah, but Tinder's good for fucking.
That's what they said. They said Tinder was for like hookups.
Yeah, Tinder.
That's the reason why I never had.
Tinder's for hookup. Tinder is for hookups. Yeah. Like Tinder, like. I think Grindr's the gay app. I think Grindr's that's the gay Tinder.
There's like a Plenty of Fish.
I'm banned from Plenty of Fish.
But you did.
I don't know. I don't remember. Never mind. What's next? What were you about to say?
No.
I did consider like going on like one of those sites because I was like, imagine if you could just go through, pick, okay, I see James, I like what I see. His package look nice. This, mm-hmm. that, and the third.
Not his weed.
And
package.
I could just click it. Oh, we got an appointment. And now I'm going, we maybe go out or maybe not. We're going, I want to fuck. We're going straight to the point. And we meet at the hotel and we fuck whatever. Like, I had got to that point. And I was like, I see why people be, you know, like that. Because imagine you meet Josh. You and Josh talk and this, that, and third, and then you want to fuck. You want to mm-hmm. fuck Josh. You mm-hmm. go to fuck Josh, and Josh shit ain't about shit. Josh dick is little, his head whack. Lord. Shit just trash. Now you done caught unnecessary body. Yep. And suppose you being able to go to this fucking app, go through, choop, 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 choop. Oh, yep, I like that. That package looks fucking nice.
Oh, she was
I'm going to go ahead and just, and now you done went and paid for what it, or not paid, but went and got what it was that you wanted to get.
Oh, black people guaranteed. Meet. Right.
Guaranteed. You get what I'm saying? Like,
Guaranteed meat.
There you go.
They need to come out with something like that mm-hmm. because I mean I had made it
well,
to that point.
Well, you gotta put your wee wee size.
By the time I made it to that point, I had got a boyfriend. But I'm just saying, like, am I supposed to
like? She need a meat mediator.
Oh, there we go. Meat mediator. Catching bodies for no reason or for small
wee-wees. That shit is like serious. Like,
y'all be counting bodies.
Niggas with small wee wees should come with a warning. They should come with a warning. Like this should, there should be a warning.
What is little?
Three. Four.
If you can't stroke the middle, if you keep slipping out, three, like there's a big four, like that, like that's
three,
it.
Four,
that's all I got.
Five.
If you keep slipping out, leave me alone. Like go
play
with yourself.
Three, four, five.
Oh no, yeah. I don't like big wee wees. I'm not doing the big horse sticks. Get the fuck over.
We could go. We could go for a seven. Cool little seven. Mm-mm. But then you got a different. You got like different measurements because you got girth.
Yeah.
And then you got the length. Because some people got length but no girth. Yes, that's a waste like of a fucking pencil, time. Girl, that's a waste of time.
Sorry, Kodak. I'm sorry. Is this inappropriate for your ear?
I'm looking at what 7 inches is.
It's like a man meeting a female and her hole is deeper than what the fuck he got to offer.
Yeah.
That's a waste of time.
What you need?
What is that?
7 inches.
That's 7 inches?
Yeah.
Cool. Fine by me.
Let me see.
Maybe you should get a better measurement. That looks kind of crazy.
Well, that's not helping us.
Yeah, that ain't helping.
I'm not putting.
But I've measured 7 inches worth of dick, and that was a good quality piece of meat right there. I'm just saying, it was.
When I was younger, I used to like, but now, I'm like, don't put that whole thing inside of me. Get away but from that's, me. If I can't like, put it all in my mouth, I don't want it.
As you go through life, as you go through experiences, as your body does whatever it is that it does. That's oh, like Lord. A female, like them porn stars that fuck all the time. They fuck big dicks, little dicks, wide mm-hmm. dicks, short dicks. They fuck all type of dicks. At this point, you stretched out as far as you gonna be stretched out. You gotta go get, you know, vaginal, all that other shit. But you probably 9 times out of 10 for you to really feel something, you gonna probably need a bigger dick because mm-hmm. you done been stretched out so much. Yeah. As opposed to somebody who's experienced a lot of smaller meats in their life. If you only been fucking little dick niggas, mm-hmm. of course you're not gonna go and get no fucking seven inch dick.
To say all y'all had little dicks. That's what.
I'm not saying little, but yes, little for my liking. But if I've experienced 6-7 inch dicks, that's where my vagina is comfortable standard. At. Mm-hmm. Taking a 7-inch dick, but if you only experience 4 inches worth of meat, mm-hmm. your vagina is accustomed to 4 inches worth of meat. Yeah. You're not gonna be able to take a 7 or 8 or anything like that. You get what I'm saying?
No,
that
makes vagina's sense. A muscle, so it actually does confine to the penis. So
the penis, right? And over time, as you experience,
huh?
I thought you was a virgin.
I am. You better tell them again. I am definitely a virgin. If you don't have kids, you are a virgin because there's no proof you ever had sex.
True, unless they got videos.
Oh, well, but, very good point. In that case, I might have a body. I might have one.
Wow.
But bodies, back to what she said, bodies are like, we do be counting. Yeah. Some women don't, but a lot of women count that, especially mm-hmm. if I done fucked a nigga and that shit wasn't shit and it was little and it wasn't. I done caught unnecessary body. Now I'm mad as hell at myself. Now I got to go sit in the house for fucking 40 days and 40 nights and mm-hmm. rethink my damn life.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
That's how you know when a girl caught a body. She ain't supposed to. She don't want to talk to nobody. Oh, anybody in nobody. Fuck
girl,
alone.
Fuck you.
I ain't going outside. No, none of y'all.
Fuck these niggas.
That's tragic. I think that's enough for today. niggas ain't got to talk about meat size on this bitch. This has been the Big Homie's House. Big Homie, Tamir, the Harlem Homie. Ooh. How you feeling? You good?
Honey, homie.
Yeah. Honey. Where Chili at?
She is actually, it's TLC weekend in Atlanta, so she's having a big show over in Stockbridge. So.
That's not Atlanta.
In Georgia.
That's like, yeah, that's Georgia. That's not Atlanta.
That's not Atlanta at all.
I'm not getting into that.
Well, Amaretta said, yep.
Not Atlanta.
It's not Atlanta.
Would you be from Atlanta?
Stockbridge is not Atlanta.
Oh, no, but if.
You wouldn't even be from Atlanta according to Amaretta.
According to Amaretta, the only people from Atlanta is Amaretta and T.I.
That sounds about
but
right.
But you can't do shit like that. To Atlanta, because if we're going to say all these people that's great not from Atlanta, then Atlanta's musical history looks a lot different.
Mm-hmm. I feel you.
When people ask me where I stay at, I say I stay in Atlanta. I don't say where I stay at because like, you're going to be like, where?
Right. It's not so like I'm talking Atlanta. To somebody over there and they're going to know exactly.
Like, if I tell you where I stay, you'd be like, oh, you stay in such and such.
Where you stay?
But if I stay, I'm not about to say it on the fucking camera. But if I stay to outside people, they'd be like, where you live? I'd be like, I live in Atlanta. I may be 45 minutes away from Atlanta.
This nigga stay in Kennesaw.
Nah, for real. Damn, no. You might as well stay 45 minutes.
Oh, shoot. I remember where you stay.
No. Wrap it.
And that's another episode of course, Big Homie Hunter, Smooch Loves Honey Podcast. And we go!
Out.